The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now we thought we'd start the day with a look at the newspapers of the day, including one of the local papers. And why would we do that? Because one of the local denizens who works in News Talk, you've often heard him read the news, Alex Rowley, is with me. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Welcome to Avondale and Rathdrum.
You're a Dundrum boy.
A Rathdrum boy, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And did the sense of Parnell impinge upon you as a lad growing up? Were you always conscious of how near the estate was and how important it was as a legacy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think even when you're small, like, we would come out here all the time to walk the dog, we'd come out here to run and everything, and you'd always pass by the house. And it was never really, I suppose, open to the public when I was growing up. I know it's a little bit more open now, but you would always be able to see the kind of, you know, the mahogany inside and the history that was there. And of course, the schools were brilliant at teaching us about the local history. They'd bring us out there regularly.
And did you guys call him Parnell or Parnell?
Parnell. We would say Parnell. And a lot of the parks around here, there's Parnell Park, the Memorial Park is after Parnell. The running club is Parnell Running Club as well. So that's just what everybody says.
Well, we'll be hearing later on how he would have fashioned himself Parnell. And why that would be so. Okay, you've had a look at some of the newspapers. What has caught your eye?
Yeah, of course. So obviously the Irish Times going with some of the international stuff. So Trump clashing with Israel over the Iran deal. I'm sure people have seen as well J.D. Vance, you know, scathing some of the members of the Israeli cabinet in, you know, some of the comments over the last few days.
Yeah, and we have a clip we may play later on, J.D. Vance warning the Israelis to note where their bread is buttered and to behave accordingly. We shall see whether that is a persistent line from the administration. Okay, what else?
As well, it says we've got the Irish Daily Mail then as well. We're sick of the violence. So this is in staff at Oberstown Children Detention Centre over there, industrial action. So I know the minister you know, directed that there'd be more people brought to Oberstown in recent weeks. Obviously, this hasn't gone down too well with staff. So they've
we did a program from there some years ago from Oberstown House, and it was very interesting. I mean, there were troubled children there in detention, but what was interesting, they almost had one-to-one schooling.
Right,
I mean,
okay.
It could be on occasion one child in one classroom with one teacher because such was the nature of their troubles that they needed that kind of attention. I can imagine if it gets a bit overcrowded,
this is the staff's, exactly, and this is the staff's argument. I heard them on, you know, during the week speaking about this as well, when it was came out that they were going to engage in this work to rule from Thursday, you know, that they think that the kids are going to suffer at the end of the day. They're not going to get as much attention. And obviously we've seen, you know, some attacks, people slashes, things like this over the last few years at the centre. So it'll be interesting to see.
There's a story on the front of the Mail as well. The fearless grandmother who leapt into a crocodile pit to save the toddler. That was a big story going around yesterday.
Yeah, this is, and I mean, obviously we don't quite know what happened, that somebody was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder.
Someone who was unacquainted with the child, pick up the child and it appears threw the child into the pit.
I mean,
and what the injuries are, broken bones, not crocodile bites. The crocodiles didn't bother.
That's the thing.
Goodness.
I mean, they're very lucky as well. I mean, this is every parent's worst nightmare.
Okay, what else? You've got the Examiner in front of you?
Yeah, Irish Examiner. So money laundering cases doubled. So money laundering prosecutions have doubled over the last 5 years with drugs and fraud. These are the top drivers of the trade. And obviously we've seen some measures come in this week where, you know, people who are selling high value things are going to be have to scrutinise some customers as well. CUH consultants are warning over delays in building child units. So delays in building new children's care units in Cork when you need immediate action to reduce potential risks. So there's a 4-year wait there at the moment for children's MRIs under general anaesthetic is just one example. And this is the fallout from a decision last year to stop hiring external firms to insource treatment for patients raised as well. And doctors are saying that extra staff weren't hired to bridge that gap.
There's an interesting story, which is only a small story in the front of the Examiner, but it is a worrying one. Suspected pipe bomb found at abandoned home. And who was the person? Well, it's a prominent business figure in West Cork who's involved in developing sites for the International Protection Accommodation Services.
Yeah, and he's raised issues before, he says, about potential safety concerns. So this happened on Thursday night around 7 o'clock, and the family were evacuated from the home, but they were able to return after 10 o'clock when the Defence Forces removed the suspected devices. and ballistic tests were carried out. Now, sorry, it says no one was at home at the time, but a neighbour had noticed it and reported it. So they're very lucky, I suppose, here.
Okay, looking at the Irish Independent, harassment teacher still in class months after a guilty plea. Pleaded guilty to multiple charges of extreme and disturbing harassment of a couple. Still in action.
This is it. So this is Emer Carroll, 43-year-old of Hillside Seffin in Burr County, Offaly. So apparently parents only became aware of this sentence when they'd seen reports in the media. So this was, as you said, letters that were sent to a couple over a couple of years from a two-year period between 2015 and 2017. She was arrested in 2017 and obviously subsequently convicted and was serving a short sentence. But you know, the parents only apparently realised a few months after she was on leave, and all excuses were offered from media reports that this was where the teacher was.
The boys in blue are on the front page. Time for the Dubs to stand up, a big weekend in GAA. And of course, the other boys in blue last evening did the business in Croke Park.
That's right, Leinster.
In rugby.
Leinster and Bulls in Croke Park. Of course, we know there's gigs happening in the Aviva as well this weekend. So obviously that's why they're there as well. But by all means, a huge, huge game last night. 36-7 was the score, and of course James Lowe heading off to Japan as well.
Yeah, and it was kind of sad. There were tears in his eyes. He denied it, but there were tears in his
eyes.
As he looked at the crowd and said his farewells.
Yeah.
Now, some of the British papers, it looks like Keir Starmer's goose is well and truly cooked.
This is it, yeah. And apparently MPs close to him as well are kind of, you know, coming up with a sort of a timeline as well for an exit strategy. So cabinet ministers have told him that he has to stand aside for Andy Byrne. And we know that he, obviously the Manchester mayor won the by-election in Makerfield. So he is eyeing up, obviously, a leadership contest. Although things had seemed to die down over the last few weeks, you know, this is after bringing it all back up.
Well, of course, it was the nature of Andy Burnham's victory, I suppose, knocking Reform and Restore for six.
Exactly.
And I mean, kind of, they think he's the Messiah, the new Labour Messiah.
That's the thing. And obviously, you know, Keir Starmer ran on this whole thing of, you know, let's, you know, make Labour, I suppose, great again.
The Telegraph's headline is Cabinet Turns on Starmer. And you'd expect that from the Telegraph. But even the Guardian, who might be seen as possibly supportive somewhat of Starmer exit inevitable after Burnham victory. So
yeah, that's the thing.
We may see a new PM over there very shortly.
Very shortly
now,
as well.
I have to do the papers and include a local one. The Wicklow People, it shows the different character of coverage. The main story is late GAA volunteer's legacy to live on vividly.
Yeah, this is Brian Doyle, who's also a former chief executive of the council here. So he passed away over recent weeks as well. So he was laid to rest the other week. Mm. And he was heavily involved with the GAA, involved in St. Patrick's GAA Club in Wicklow Town. That's just about 10, 15 minutes from here, Pat. And big rivals of Avondale, I should say. But they were obviously, you know, from what I've heard from people in GAA circles as well, Brian was, you know, very dedicated to Wicklow GAA and very important in the game as well locally.
Looking at page five, Peter Dunn celebrating 103 years old. Congratulations to him. Wicklow GAA stalwart laid to rest. Popular tourism bridge facing a summer closure.
This is only around the corner now, Pat. So I don't know if you passed Hidden Valley coming into Rathdrum as well. So this is, there was essentially a bridge built a number of years ago from Hidden Valley. It's a big resort. It's a big caravan park. Huge amount of tourism traffic every year to Rathdrum to this. And the council put in this bridge. It's a kind of a suspension bridge over the River Avonmore into the local, the other forest park here as well, above the castle. And this has been closed since the flooding. So obviously people are up in arms about it because it is very important.
And you have your own Hollywood sign.
We have our own Hollywood sign in Hollywood, West Wicklow. So did you know that Hollywood is the original Hollywood now?
Not Hollywood County Down, no?
Not, oh, well, maybe, no. As far as I know, it was somebody from Hollywood County Wicklow who went over to Hollywood in the US. And he brought the name of his local village with it. So when we were small, this Hollywood sign, when you're driving from Kildare, my mother's home place, back home, and you're coming into Hollywood, you would see the Hollywood sign. And I was always in awe because I thought that was the Hollywood sign growing up that you'd see in the movies. But it's finally permanent and it's been there. And do you know it was put up originally in 1998 when Ireland hosted the initial stages of the Tour de France? Mm.
Very good. Before I let you go, Alex, people who haven't been here and they know it's somewhere in the heart of Wicklow and they know Rathdrum, you kind of get, you're in mountainy territory when you get here. But the, like, you drive, I know, frequently to Dublin, but you also, there is connectivity, great connectivity to Rathdrum.
There is, I suppose, if you're working early mornings, maybe not. But if you're working a normal kind of 9 to 5 or an 8 to 4 or whatever, there's the train station here in Rathdrum. Recently, we got the Leap Card. That's as far as it goes. That was a huge deal because it means you don't have to pre-book. There is the Local Link bus as well that goes around to West Wicklow and parts of Kildare too, and brings you into Wicklow Town and Arklow. So there is great connectivity. Obviously, it could be better, and I do think it absolutely could be better, because I have no choice but to drive. And I know that if you want to get somewhere quick, driving is the way, and it's, you know, maybe an hour and a half, nearly 2 hours to get on the train to Dublin. So hopefully, over the next few years, investment may be needed. Maybe a bus route direct to Dublin would be fantastic.
Would be fantastic. Alex, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.